How is it going, everybody? Welcome back to Social Media Marketing School. For those of you that are new here, I am your host, Ethan Bridge. And before we dive into today's episode, I just want to make sure that you've hit that follow button or that subscribe button, depending on what platform you are listening on. And if you are listening on Apple Podcasts and you enjoy what you hear today, I would really appreciate it if you head over to the show page, scroll to the bottom, and leave the podcast a 5-star rating and review. But now we've got that out the way, I just want to start off by saying thank you all for tuning in, and let's dive straight in to today's episode. So today I wanted to quickly talk about three mindset shifts that you should be making as a business owner, whether that be a coach, consultant, online service provider, you name it. Three shifts that you need to be making mindset-wise in order to be making more money in your business. Because it's often the mindset that holds people back from reaching that next income goal or signing that very first client if you haven't even signed that first client yet. So your mindset is one of the most powerful things when it comes to business. So let's talk about three shifts that you need to be making today. Shift number one being, nobody will be doing the work for you. As a business owner, especially when you're first starting out, you need to be the one doing the work. You aren't going to have somebody else come to you and go, I'm going to build your business for you. You just sit back and relax, kick your feet up, and it's all going to happen. You're the one who's got to take the action. You're the one that's going to need to plan out what you're going to do and actually begin to take the steps and put in the reps in order to building that business. If somebody was going to come along and build all our businesses for us, we'd all have thriving businesses because we'd all just get to kick our feet up all day and life would be easy. Building a business is hard. It's supposed to be hard. Hard work is called hard work because it's hard. I don't know how more simply to put it. You need to be doing the work. And if you're sitting there scrolling through Instagram, scrolling through TikTok and looking at what you're doing and going, ah, I know I've got the potential to build a huge business. I know what I need to be doing. I know I've got this in place. I've done this before. I've got the authority to really build something great here. But you're still just scrolling through Instagram and TikTok and not actually taking any action. You're never actually going to reach the goal of building that business you know you can build. And to be honest, for me, the fear of wasted potential is terrifying. I don't want to get to a point in my life where I look back and I go, wow, I really could have done something there, but I was lazy. Instead, I want to be at that point in my life and I want to go, wow, thank you for putting in the work. Thank you for putting the hard work whilst you did, because now look at what you've been able to build. That's what I want. But that's because I understand I'm the person who needs to be doing the work if I want to build the business I want to build. So that's how you need to be looking at things. No one's going to do the work for you. You've got to get your ass up. You've got to do the outreach. You've got to do the sales. You've got to do the service delivery. You've got to do everything. And then once you do build up some income, you can begin to outsource certain things to gain back your time. But initially, I hate to say it, you've got to do it all yourself. And it's hard. It's not easy. But you'll get there and it'll be worth it. And you'll thank yourself when you end up doing so. Now, mindset shift number two. And this is something that often holds people back from making more money than they possibly can be. And that's that you need to understand that there's a lot more money out there than you actually think. I feel as if when people create their offers, they tend to price their offers at a level where they think people will be able to afford them, when in reality they should be setting their offers at a price that they know they're worth and that they know that their ideal client will be paying. For example, I've worked with a few coaches who have come to me and they've gone, hey, look, I've got this offer here, this coaching offer that I'm building out, and I'm selling it for $1,000. And I'm thinking, whoa, $1,000. And this is for like one-to-one coaching programs. That's too cheap. A 3, 4, 5, 6 month coaching program, one-to-one coaching program for $1,000. That's massively undervaluing your worth. you need to be selling high ticket. You need to be selling minimum $2,000, $2,500. I'd argue if it's a one-to-one coaching program, minimum $5,000. People will pay that if you can prove your value to them, if you can sell the transformation, if you can get them to the point in which they need to be at, because they'll put the value on the transformation. And if you can help them get there and they value that transformation at $5,000, then they're going to pay that amount of money. Being the cheapest in the room doesn't always get you more sales. There has never been any correlation between cheap and being great. For example, Ferrari, Aston Martin, Lamborghini price their cars at astronomical prices because they are incredible cars and they want to attract a certain clientele. They don't care about people who can't afford their product. They care about the people that can, and they're not going to change their prices to accommodate for people that can't afford them. So you need to know that for yourself as a business owner as well. You're attracting a certain type of person. You are selling a high ticket offer. You need to be selling a high ticket offer. And that's why everybody who I coach, I tell them, look, we are not selling your product for less than $2,000. That could be a group coaching program or a minimum monthly retainer for a service they provide. That's the minimum. That should be your minimum standard because you know you can provide them with exponential results in comparison. But you need to understand that you can do that because there's so much more money out there than you think there is. And people are willing to pay upwards of 10, 20, 30, 40. Sometimes people are paying $50,000 to enter coaching programs. I've seen people do it. And that's because they see the value in that coaching program. So know that those people are out there and don't be afraid to up your prices to that high ticket level. And we're simply talking $2,000, $3,000 a month for your offer because people are out there and people will pay that. Now, the final mindset shift I want you to make, and this is one that, again, a lot of people struggle with when they first come to work with me. And they come to me and they just go, I don't think I can provide the results I'm saying I'm providing. When in reality, they do have the expertise and the track record to be able to do so. And I tell them, hey, look, you've got the expertise, you've got the track record, you've got the results beforehand. But if you don't believe in yourself and you don't believe in your offer, how on earth do you expect to be able to convince somebody else to buy that offer? You will be the least convincing salesperson on the planet if you don't even think your product can say what it says it's going to do. If it can't, you shouldn't be selling it in the first place. You need to go back, master the craft, come back when you can sell the offer for what it's going to be able to do. But if it can, and you know it can, and you've got the track record, believe in yourself. Charge what you know you're worth. And when you have that belief and when you have that confidence, people will be able to notice that. People can smell bullshit from a mile away. If you tell them you can get them something when you've got no track record of doing it and you're presenting that in a way that just seems like a lie, people will sniff that out instantly. They won't believe in you because they know that you don't believe in yourself. But as soon as you ooze confidence and as soon as you know and have that belief in yourself, people can tell that as well. And when you have that belief in yourself and belief in your product, you'll be far more excited to sell it and you're going to sell far more of it. So do that. Believe in yourself. Believe in your product. Because if you don't, you're never going to sell it. And those are the three mindset shifts I want you to consider. And those are the three mindset shifts that will definitely make your business a hell of a lot more money. So understand, nobody's going to do the work for you. You've got to put in the work yourself. You've got to do the outreach. You've got to start the conversations. You've got to do the sales. And the more work you do, the more results you'll see. It's not hard. Number two, there's more money out there than you think. Raise those prices. Believe in your product. Believe in your service. Because only then will you be able to charge those higher prices that we spoke about, but you'll actually be able to convince people to buy your product in the first place. Simple. Now get out there and start selling. Oh, and before I forget, I did just want to mention that I've made my complete guide to success on Instagram ebook completely free. Now, I'm probably making a huge mistake here by doing this, because this isn't like any other free resource that people give out. It's 83 pages long. It covers 12 topics. It took me over a month to write, and I'm charging absolutely nothing for it. And I'm going to say, I do genuinely believe that this will be one of the best free resources, if not the best free resource, you will ever have the chance to get your hands on. Nobody else will give you this much information for free. But for some reason, I don't know why, I'm deciding to do it. So, what are you waiting for? Head to the show notes below and you'll find the link to where you can find it. Click download and enjoy. Do it. It's free. Literally nothing is free nowadays. So enjoy, have a read, and I hope it provides you with some value. Now that does wrap up today's podcast episode. But as a thank you for tuning in, I wanted to just invite you to the Social Media Marketing School Facebook community. It's pretty exclusive. I don't let everybody in, but it is a phenomenal group of individuals who essentially have a shared vision and want to build something incredible using social media, whether that be a personal brand or leverage social media to grow their business. So to join, just head over to the description of this podcast episode. You will find a link to the Facebook group, fill out the group submission questions, and I hope to see you inside. But if you want to hear more from the podcast, make sure you've hit that subscribe button or that follow button, depending on what platform you are listening on. That way you are never going to miss an episode when I post one. But if you are listening on Apple Podcasts and you did enjoy what you heard today, I would really, really appreciate if you head over to the show page, scroll to the bottom and leave the podcast a 5-star rating and review. I cannot even begin to tell you just how much that helps me. And if you do, please take a screenshot of that review, send it to me on Instagram, and I will give you a shout out on my story as a thank you. But if you've got any questions with regards to anything that I've mentioned in today's episode, be sure to reach out to me on Instagram at TheEthanBridge. Send me a DM and I'll make sure I get back to you no matter what. But if you have made it to this point in the episode, I just want to finish off by saying thank you all for tuning in, and I will see you in the next one.